Republican Mike Rogers and Democrat Dutch Ruppersberger, the chairman and ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, were the co-sponsors of one of several pieces of cybersecurity legislation in the last Congress, the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, or CISPA. It cleared the House, but died in the Senate in the midst of a White House veto threat. But Rogers says he and Ruppersberger have now mended fences with the White House. Speaking at the Center for Strategic and International Studies yesterday, he praised the president for issuing an executive order this week on strengthening cybersecurity. He says it was also a good thing that the president brought up the topic during the State of the Union address.
And to acknowledge that we needed to pass a bill in Congress, another very good thing. We are wildly accepting of that tone change, and we think that now we're in a better place to work with the White House to try to find some common ground as this bill moves out of the House. We also think by just him elevating it to that level, we'll get better attention in the Senate as well. And the executive order, we think, takes a little pressure off of the Senate's insistence on infrastructure rules, regulations, and standards. All of that combined, I think, increases our opportunity to actually get a cyber sharing bill that we all believe, and I think the White House clearly now believes, is important.
And Ruppersberger says the Intelligence Committee and the White House are now actively negotiating on the way forward in Congress.
We had some issues with the White House the last time, and we eventually have worked that we don't still agree with everything in the bill. They don't agree with what we do and the vice versa. But what we do agree is that we're going to work together. Our staff and their staff, our intelligence staff and their staff, the White House, have been working together now. And we had a commitment again today from the White House. They will work with us because they know how serious. And the good news is the president really referenced our bill indirectly last night by saying that sharing of information, which is basically what our bill is, sharing of information is one of the most important things that we have to do, and along with protecting privacy. And clearly, we're going to be doing that.
Rogers and Ruppersberger reintroduced CISPA yesterday in a form they say is more narrowly tailored and that they say should solve the privacy concerns expressed by the White House and civil liberties groups. As opposed to a more comprehensive overhaul the Senate worked on in the last Congress, the Intelligence Committee bill focuses only on information sharing. The government's intelligence community would be ordered to come up with a secure way of sharing cyber threat signatures with internet service providers and other private sector companies. Those companies, in turn, could voluntarily share threat signatures with the government, and they'd receive liability protection from any lawsuits that could otherwise arise from transmitting proprietary data. But Rogers says that protection would not be a blank check to violate customer privacy. He says companies would only be able to send the government information about bona fide cyber threats, not the actual content of email messages, Facebook posts, or tweets.
If this was about content, none of this would work. It can't be about content. It has to be about trying to find that malicious code that may, in fact, be embedded in an email or whatever. But that's not the content, so that's not what we're worried about. But to make sure, to doubly make sure that they're following the law, and again, this is hundreds of millions of times a second, you have the IG must every year go through, do an audit, and then come back and report to us on what they found and how they've used the information, what kind of information came in. If they got it wrong, how did they rectify it to make sure that that information was appropriately destroyed and is not collected on government servers, which we thought was important.
In addition to IG oversight and an annual report by the Intelligence Committee's Inspector General, the revised bill would clamp down on the government's use of any information it gets from private companies under the program. Last year's bill, for example, would have allowed prosecutors to use that shared information in child pornography investigations or matters relating more broadly to national security. This year's edition says agencies can only use the information they get from the private sector for, quote-unquote, cybersecurity purposes. Nonetheless, the new bill drew criticism from at least one civil liberties group. The Constitution Project issued a statement saying it could still be used to authorize domestic spying and hand over personal information to government agencies. Ruppersberger claims he and Rogers have done all they possibly can to solve civil liberties concerns.
And I think what concerned me with some of the privacy groups, we reached out, and it seemed that there was nothing that we could say to change it. There was just an opinion that the intelligence community was listening to everybody. Believe me, they aren't. In this country, it's against the law for, like NSA or NRO or any of these groups, it's against the law for them to spy on an American citizen or gain that information unless we have a court order from the FISA court. And if we don't do that, we go to jail. It's against the law. bent over backwards to make sure this law was constitutional, that this law was focused, that we were not invading anybody's privacy. But still, the privacy groups have come out and said, this is a SOPA. And that's not the case at all. It's an unfortunate. And it's our, maybe we need to do more work in educating not only the privacy groups but America that we are not violating any constitutional rights, but the threats are so serious that we have to deal with these threats.
The threats, according to Rogers and Ruppersberger, are twofold: intellectual property theft and the possibility of cyber attacks on critical infrastructure. To the first point, Ruppersberger cited an NSA estimate that $300 billion worth of trade secrets were stolen from the U.S. in 2012. On the second, Rogers worries about an attack that could cause actual destruction of computing systems, similar to last year's cyber assault on the Saudi state-owned oil company, Aramco.
Some have argued that had the Aramco case, the system that they used for attack, gotten a little further out than it did before it was caught, it could have even come back to impact parts of the United States, including some telecommunications companies. It was there for a while, which they're still in, and some of that is classified, but it was a matter of about days, not weeks. Think how much damage that was. It's unbelievable. So you think of that now the world's changed, so it's a different place. So we can admire this problem, we can talk about this problem, we can say we have differences of opinion on how we ought to approach it, but the day has come where that kind of attack capability has reached the shores of the United States. And we better be ready for it. And if not, we're going to be picking up the pieces of what happens after an attack. And I don't think you want to see what Congress does then. Right? We don't do anything well after a significant emotional event.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.